Wired Jesus Podcast, December 8th, 2006. Creative Commons licensed.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters!
Wired Jesus Podcast.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim.
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Well, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Hello, and welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, the wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim. I'm your host and fellow traveler, Tom Lieberg, and glad you've come along for our journey together. Some exciting things have been happening in my pastor life. This weekend we are hosting something called a Bethlehem Fair, a recreation of ancient Bethlehem in our, well, actually it's inside our fellowship hall, and it's complete with actors and animals and all kinds of interactive goodness. We've really taken up the whole building. It's been many weeks in the works, and it's good. It is finally here. A lot of people have put in a lot of hard work for it. And Christmas will soon be after that, and we've been working hard on the special services for that, and then in January, we will be hosting the first U2 Eucharist with a live tribute band. It's part of the launch of our new monthly postmodern worshiping community called Nexus. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, you definitely should check that out on January 14th. Then, of course, there's the Creative Ministry Gathering in Orlando that I ride herd on every year, and that's at the end of January. And, well, lots of other things. I should also welcome the new listeners from the Lutheran Magazine who checked out my new regular column on emerging worship trends and wandered here to the podcast. So if you are new, just the usual heads up that this podcast is not intended to be kid-friendly, but an adult discussion of the spiritual journey. So topics and occasional language may not be appropriate for kids, but real for adult listeners. So with that being said, let's hit the road.
Behind me are the raging flames of where the Dome of the Rock, one of Islam's most sacred sites, once stood. Just moments ago, the ancient shrine was rocked by a devastating explosion that...
While I was eating breakfast this morning, I watched an absolute abomination of the Christian faith. And there were times I couldn't tell whether I should be outraged or just laugh at the utter silliness of it all. Personally, I like to watch TV evangelists in very short amounts, primarily for the laughs. TV evangelism began with good intentions, with idealistic folks like Billy Graham wanting to use a new communications medium to speak about Jesus. And I can relate to that, being a podcaster. But just as podcasting has gone increasingly corporate in the nearly 2 years I've been doing this, so went TV productions. Somewhere along the line, the more genuine and real broadcasters got overshadowed by those who discovered, that they could make a quick buck off of religion with the use of a twisted American take on Jesus, a dose of hellish fear, and the opportunity that you too can buy off a vengeful God if you buy their latest brand of snake oil. Now, it really isn't anything new. It happened back in the early days of the church, people trying to buy the power to perform miracles off the apostles. It's part of my own church tribe's history that launched the whole Protestant Reformation, the old Roman Catholic teaching of buying a thing called an indulgence. So you'd buy this piece of paper from the Pope that, for a certain amount of gold, you could get your sins forgiven, dead relatives freed from purgatory, which is in the same afterlife neighborhood as hell. if he even paid enough, one salesman even promised that there would be an indulgence to pay for the sins you wanted to commit at a later time, even if it was raping the Virgin Mary herself. Yeah, how's that for a sales pitch? Yeah. For some strange reason, Martin Luther and others had a problem with this, and Luther pointed out that, you know, none of these things about indulgences and paying off God is ever mentioned in the Bible, and Jesus seemed to represent a different kind of love that didn't involve a cash cover charge. The response of the established church at the time was to shut up. We're saving souls. We're making a profit to build new churches. And by the way, if you don't, we'll kill you.
What do you do with witches? Burn them up! And what do you burn apart from witches?
For witch age!
Wood! So, why do witches burn?
Because they're made of wood.
Good!
So you ended up with a group of Protestants that thought that they finally got Jesus right, but it didn't last, and now some of our shirt-tail relations down the Protestant line are putting a new piece of crap out in the name of Jesus. To be certain, there is plenty of it to go around, like the Left Behind tripe, but this little gem takes it just a step further. Escape from Hell is a movie fathered by Texas evangelist John Hagee. Or Hagee, I guess it's Hagee. Who is gung-ho for defending Israeli war atrocities and has elaborate set designs that map out America as God's country and that there's a nuclear apocalypse plan for the rest of the world at our righteous hands. In my opinion, his theology is not that far from President Ahmadinejad in Iran. You know, I'm part of the righteous, the rest of you are to be damned for my amusement by the God of my making, so it sucks to be you, loser. By the way, Jesus loves you, but not enough to save you unless you act like a white middle-aged Texan.
This is greater than Bud Light. This is greater than Jack Daniels. This is greater than crack and cocaine. The power of this message is greater than pornography. The message is more powerful than anything that you can hear or see on television.
What they showed next was really, it was just a half-hour promo for this movie, and yeah, I was just so completely appalled. I mean, there were youth pastors talking about showing this film to rooms of 400 youth and the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit to have 80 come forward to give their lives to Jesus after seeing the scene where a man screams in agony as the skin melts off his flesh. By the way, did I mention that there were over 250 Hollywood-quality video special effects? Oh, and another pastor talked about showing this in worship on a Sunday morning, where he was convinced that everyone there were already confident believers in Jesus, but 70 came up to an altar call after the fire tunnel to hell sequence. Oh, and did I mention the fine acting and script by individuals who haven't quite made it in Hollywood, but who are at least as good as Willie Ames and Kirk Cameron? Oh, and there were also several proud parents who showed this film to their 6- and 7-year-old children, who after watching the video were certain that they weren't right with God and they wanted to live forever with Jesus along with Mommy and Daddy. So, did I mention the years of therapy involved for treating children who were taught that God is a sadist who threatens people with eternal violence to get them to love him?
I don't know, Kyle. Did you ask Mr. Hatt?
I don't want to ask Mr. Hatt!
Oh, I think you should ask Mr. Hatt.
Mr. Hatt, may I please be excused from class?
Well, Kyle.
No! You hear me? You go to hell! You go to hell and you die!
Guess you'll have to take your seat, Kyle.
Damn it! Ha ha! Mr. Hatt yelled at you.
But all is not lost. If you buy the DVD, VHS, or I bet he still makes an audio version on 8-track, Pastor Hagee will send you salvation straight to your double-wide, along with magazines, books, an Alaskan believer's cruise, and so much more if you just pay him a little so you'll know how to keep God happy and yourself out of hell. You know, it's Christmas, and this type of crap just plain pisses me off. You know, peace on earth, goodwill to men with whom God is pleased, and the rest of you can go to hell. So Merry Freakin' Christmas from the whacked Christian marketing machine. Now, as you can tell, I have absolutely no feelings about this. You know, it's hard enough to speak about Jesus teaching unconditional love to people raised on this garbage, or whose only exposure to anything Christian is the ever-present challenge, "Do you know where you will spend eternity if you were to die today?" And like I said, when I talked about this before, most of us postmoderns, we don't care. It's not where we start. We start with what difference does Jesus make now? And if all I'm to be concerned about is making money for John Hagee and passing out videos to traumatize children into the righteous faith and the love of his God, I'll just pass on that. Which is why I offer to you the joy that is Landover Baptist Church. This is a great website. And it's the best satire of this warped type of evangelicalism that passes itself off of Christianity. Because it really, you know, I have friends who are evangelicals and they don't even buy into stuff like this. But Landover Baptist goes by the motto, "Where the worthwhile worship and the unsaved are unwelcome." This side reminds me that no matter how twisted John Hagee might get in his reading of the Bible, no matter how many people actually buy his scary little trinkets, he is a joke. And God gets it. Landover and John Hagee are just a little too much alike, which is why I can laugh at both. One little step back, and what you end up seeing is a carny show for God. And with a laugh and shake of your head, you can pass the hucksters on by and go out and find God in real life, not in a Texan fundamentalist satire. And no offense to Texans, because I don't think many of them buy this stuff either. Unconditional love, in the end, applies even to John Hagee, as well as all the folks he's determined to send to hell. So, I wish him a Merry Christmas as he hawks his videos and plays with his left-behind action figures, including his special collector's edition of the Whore of Babylon with Kung Fu Grip. I'll take Landover Baptist with their stories on, you know, kids who accept Jesus get a free PlayStation 3 and God's top 20 gifts for the unsaved, and my personal favorite, the blessed What Would Jesus Do thong. At least they understand the joke and will actually help people to understand that this really is a joke, that there is something more to Jesus' birth than what is in your stocking or what John Hagee sends you to put in your DVD player. Well, that's it for this podcast. Leave your comments or email to me and keep passing on the word to others. As I mentioned, I'm still nowhere near where I would like to be for posting and podcasting, and my holiday scheduling isn't looking much better, but I'm going to try and get a few shows recorded today when I've got a little bit of free time and put those in the can to put out over the next few weeks. I'll probably also be doing a best of episode, one that you newer listeners may not have heard. So who knows, we'll see how things go, but we'll keep trying to get back on track. But nevertheless, thanks for walking with Wired Jesus, and see you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee.
Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two. I wrote that. Yeah.